I'm Ruth Hayes. I'm the Centre Director at Islington Law Centre. We're looking at a number of ways of trying to protect services. So we're obviously doing the things that everybody is doing. We're fundraising. We're looking at how we can take part in things like the sponsored walk and generally raise our income. We're also looking at setting up a social enterprise. So we're just about to put in our second stage application as an alternative business structure, looking to provide paid-for services in primarily immigration, education and employment.
How have you, as an organisation, been adapted to this changing climate?
We've done quite a lot of thinking amongst the staff group, the trustees, talking to partner agencies, talking to other groups about unmet need. So we've been talking to agencies outside of Borough, like Toynbee Hall. We've been talking to London Citizens, trying to get a feel for what's happening out there. We've got some fantastic staff and volunteers who are really dedicated, and we're really keen to ensure that we keep that level of expertise and that we try and hold on to as many free services as possible.
So what do you think are the opportunities and challenges of setting up a paid-for service for clients?
The opportunities are, I think, it enables you to keep some staff expertise. So where there isn't sufficient funding to keep a full-time post in the parent charity, there's an opportunity to use some of the time that isn't funded to provide paid-for services and therefore to keep a kind of integrated provision. I think the challenges are you need set-up money. It's taken us 18 months and we haven't seen our first client yet. You need to be patient. We've had huge support from Hogan Lovells on a pro bono basis, who've been helping us with the regulatory framework, with the new business structure, with incorporation. And that's made an enormous difference, because otherwise those are quite difficult technical areas that aren't our normal areas of work and that, you know, we would otherwise have had to spend a great deal of time and probably money trying to establish those. It is tough. I've worked in the sector for 25 years and I don't think I've ever known it quite as tough as it is at the moment. I think the loss of funding streams, we saw, you know, projects being pulled halfway through because central government money was just taken away through what was meant to be a multi-year programme. We've lost £250,000 from our frontline provision in 2 years, which has obviously impacted on our services. But I kind of think we have to be creative. We have to find new ways of working. I can see that for our client groups, the pressures on them are immense at the moment. And unless we find new ways of responding, we will have failed in our duty to them.
So what do you hope for the independent advice sector? What would you like to see happening?
I was talking to somebody the other day who described it as almost like seed banking, trying to hold on to levels of expertise and ways of working that mean that as and when the economy recovers, as and when there is funding for services, there's actually genuinely an ability to deliver them again because we haven't let all of that history and knowledge go. I'd love to see us providing opportunities for young people. I'm really keen to look at ways in which we look at the opportunities there might be, not only for training contracts, but perhaps for apprenticeships, looking at London Living Wage paid internships. And I think operating paid for services frees us up from particular project funding and allows some new opportunities. You know, I kind of think if we see agencies survive and still meeting the needs of the local communities, that will be a huge achievement.